the fact that there is continuous repression against civil society activists, human rights defenders, journalists, and also some political actors. A case in point is the arrest and ostensibly disappearance of at least six or seven journalists, three of whom were released, I think, almost 3 weeks after they were arrested. Family members were not informed. The individuals were not informed of what the reason behind their arrest. The lawyer who we spoke with had no access to any of them during their detention. The Union of Journalist Leadership, with whom we also spoke, was not aware of the location of their of their detention and were not allowed access. That amounts to an enforced disappearance under international human rights law. The second is that we also heard complaints about, you know, just the overbearing presence of the National Security Service agents almost in all parts of life. But there are other issues across South Sudan, especially around the sub-national level fighting that continues despite the arms embargo. There is proliferation of arms and ammunition across non-government, non-state actors in so many states, in Unity, in Jonglei, Upper Nile, I mean, just across the country. There have been several reports by institutions like the United Nations Human Rights Division about not just the fighting, but the fact that there seems to be a link to political actors in Juba.
On the subnational violence, along with the reporting on the arrival of Pope Francis today, we are also reporting on fresh clashes that broke out on Thursday, yesterday, in Kejukeji, in central Equatorial State, that left 27 people dead. That must be very disappointing for Pope Francis to be visiting around this time.
It is indeed, but it basically illustrates the lack of, one, the political will to do what is right, to contain these fighting forces. The Revitalized Peace Agreement has clear guidelines and a roadmap as to what should happen. One, the unification of all the fighting forces has remained on attended to. The reform of, you know, security forces has continued to be a thorn in the flesh of ordinary people in South Sudan. The fact that this fighting continue, I mean, the recent one in Central Equatoria is just, you know, one more on top of several others, whether you're talking about Lae or, I mean, just look across the country. It's happening on a weekly I guess on a daily basis. And it seems, appears that there is either an inability or an unwillingness by the political actors in Juba to take the action that is necessary.
In this statement, you're urging religious leaders and political leaders in South Sudan to use the visit of Pope Francis to take certain measures, certain steps. Can we highlight some of those?
It is one, the first is to ensure that the civic space is open and there is room for debate. There is room for dialogue. There is room for disagreement. As human beings, we will always have different views and different opinions. South Sudan should not shut down that space for people to express their opinions safely and securely without any blowback, without any retaliation from those in authority. The second is that they should take the steps that are necessary to put to put all of the fighting forces under some form of control, to reduce the killings, to reduce the abductions, to reduce and completely eliminate sexual violence against women and girls, and finally, to work in concert with the African Union Commission to put in place the mechanism, the key mechanism for justice and accountability in South Sudan, which is the hybrid court.